We're talking with Dr. Marcy Mack, our State Director for Career Tech. Dr. Mack, you indicated that this is something you've worked on for a while. You've actually had a certification program of some curriculum before. Tell me a little bit about how this all came about, this most recent effort regarding meat processing.
With the most recent effort, as individuals had concern about the supply in meat, being able to find the resources that they were looking for, Secretary Arthur reached out to us in Career Tech and asked about our workforce pipeline. What are we doing to train individuals to be able to work in the meat processing industry so that we could meet that supply and the workforce demand? So we had an opportunity in the last 2 weeks to meet with an industry panel of individuals who operate their own facilities. And our questions to them were, what do you see in a qualified workforce? What do you need individuals to have the base knowledge, skills? How do we move that forward for you and provide you the pipeline that you need? So with that conversation, they outlined some specific criteria, some industry credentials that they find of value in the industry that they're in. And so what we did is found various areas that can provide that certification in the curriculum and that we could start by offering that in online. Online, self-paced, as individuals are looking into and exploring job opportunities that they have easy access 24/7 to the curriculum, and they can go ahead and get their foot in the door.
So does this kind of migrate into some sort of a live teaching effort as well as some of these students?
In the process and in talking with the industry, that initial foot-in-the-door understanding is the first piece that they're looking for. But in the other phases that we're evaluating, it would be the hands-on component to that. Carcass harvesting and the various pieces that they could go into. Lab setting, making sure that we're providing that hands-on learning. But the first pieces, all three of the certifications that we have outlined, are the background knowledge of the importance of food safety, the importance of safety of the workforce, the safety of the product that they're producing. That's the primary criteria in all three of the levels that we currently have, as well as the techniques, proper techniques, to keep the workers safe. So those are the primary three certifications that are available, and then we will move to the next level where it would be lab and some other partnerships that we're looking at across the state.
Right. I guess what you had some of the pieces of the puzzle kind of on the shelf. You said from Burns Flat. I guess that was trying to train for the Clinton facilities?
In Burns Flat, that was our statewide meat processing program that we had. And well-received, and then industry changed in their dynamic for the entry into the workforce. And so we had not used that program for a while. As we were evaluating this, we could look at the key components and industry standards that we had in the curriculum that we used at Western Tech, and were able to validate the current certification that we're offering to make sure that we are in alignment, as well as with the American Meat Science Association and some of their regional associations, to make sure that we're on target for what the industry needs.
Right. One of the things we've got this task force, of course, that's going on right now, that's looking at meat processing in the state. One of the things they're talking about a lot, the need for more inspections, more inspectors. Is that something that this maybe could be an entree into?
Yes. In one of the certifications, it's very specific about identifying, labeling the inspector piece. There are some more components that we can add as that demand may grow for individuals to be an inspector. We have the availability to be able to add that as well. We're starting with the basic entry pieces so that individuals who are interested have a way to get their foot in the door, but then absolutely we want to build up on that and continue to grow it.
So that could be a pretty quick ramp up if you had that need.
Yes. If you have that need, we have it on our website, okcareertech.org. It's right in one of the banner ads. They can click on the picture of all the various cuts of meat and have the opportunity to see what's available now. If they have demands on past what we currently are offering, then we will make sure that we evaluate that and look to put the next phases in place as we move forward.
Great. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it.